everybody. It's us over here at Guns, or G-O-N-S. Geek out and shiz. It's me, Roach.
You got me off guard, man.
You told me to do it.
you totally caught me off guard. That's fine. The other Daniel could not join us today, unfortunately, but it's okay because the show has to go on. My name is Daniel. That's Roach.
Hey.
And let's just go ahead and get into the first news story of the day. Do you want to do it, or do I?
You start off.
All right, let me go look at my notes real quick because you caught me off guard once again. And I'm running iOS 7, so it's a little buggy right now. It's slow.
Ooh, iOS 7.
Shut the fuck up. Be jealous, bitch. I am pretty jealous. Be jealous. So the first news story of the day, which is actually last week's news story, but because we do every other week. China finally ends the 13-year ban on consoles. Why they had a ban on consoles, I don't know. Fucking communism. Blame communism. But they finally ended it, and that's good because that allows for a new market in terms of sales, in terms of communities, a whole new market. I know that they have, like, what, one of the fastest internets in the world?
Yeah.
So imagine what the hell they can do with, you know, being able to play online now on a
console. No more laggers.
Well, that's assuming we can even connect to people in China.
True.
Microsoft has to pay Sony $2 to $3 per every Xbox One sold because of the Blu-ray. PS4 fanboys rejoice, I suppose. I mean, everybody, if you look on the forums, everybody's talking shit about, you know, how, or rather pointing finger like, ha-ha, but it's like, it doesn't even matter. How much does Sony have to pay Microsoft for being able to use DirectX on their platforms, you know? So it's like, it doesn't even matter. It's to be expected. $2 to $3, it's not a lot of money, you know? And especially when you look in the grand scheme of things, honestly, like, if a million Xbox One sell, that's $500 a piece, that's $500 million. What is like 2-3% of that?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a whole... Yeah, to us, to people like me and Roach and possibly you guys, yeah, it's a lot of money.
Shit, I wish I had that money.
Shit, I do too. But in terms of a business, looking at it from top down, it's not a lot of money.
More like walking cash. It's pocket change.
Yeah. And again, you guys got to keep in mind, how much does Sony have to pay Microsoft for being able to use DirectX? So that's that. Movie news.
When did I say it was coming out?
I don't know, man.
Well, first of all, there's the Riddick coming out. Along with that, what you said with Vin Diesel being in the new Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Going back to the last week's, or rather last episode's Vin Diesel rumor. Yeah, no, apparently he's rumored to be Ant-Man. Only because Ant-Man turns into Giant Man. I don't know, man.
This is all bad.
I don't know, dude. It screams disaster, but we don't know.
What, is it going to be like different characters for each stature? Imagine.
Fucking Roach. Imagine?
It's like, that'd be so weird. Like,
he's okay,
like,
so regular. Who's gonna, if it's that way, who's gonna play regular little Ant-Man then?
I say it's Ryan Gosling. I mean, just from the movie, the movie character looks like Ryan Gosling. The cartoon one, he looks like him. I think it'd just be Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He'd be a good Ant-Man.
Really? You think so?
I think he'd be a good Ant-Man.
And you think Diesel would be a good Giant Man?
No. I think Ryan Gosling should take care of all that. I mean, the cartoon, he had the same look, small, big, medium. I'm pretty sure, like, in the movie they could do that too.
I'm pretty sure too, you know, with I mean,
just give him a mask, damn it, fuck.
Yeah, with all like the special effects that are going on and everything and budgets in terms of today, you know, it's just, you can do it anyway.
Yeah.
I just want to know if, again, this is just a rumor. So if in fact it's Vin Diesel playing Ant-Man, how is that going to work? Because honestly, when I think of Ant-Man, I don't think of some big buff, deep voiced motherfucker. I think of some scrawny bitch, you know, Napoleon Dynamite, I think, you know. And then obviously, of course, when he grows, it's something different.
You know what would be dope?
What?
Ant-Man's Hank Pym, right?
Yeah.
If they made an Ultron movie, that'd be fucking sick.
You think so?
Ultron would be a badass bad guy. He took down the entire Avengers. He took over the world.
That's true.
That shit would have been so sick.
I don't know, man. Phase 3 starts with Ant-Man, so we'll see where that goes.
Hopefully, introducing Hank Pym, the whole Ultron story comes out.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I mean, I don't know how they're working it, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
The new Batman's rumored to be in 2015.
New Batman?
The reboot. I read about that.
Reboot for what?
For Batman, for Justice League.
Justice League is supposed to come out in 2015.
Both of them are.
That's stupid.
That's what I heard.
You see, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I've been saying for the longest now. They're rushing the Justice League. I pray and I hope, and I don't believe in God. Oops. that
everyone's gonna be like, not follow, not. We're kidding, guys.
Yeah. And so I just. Fucking Roche, dude. Fucking hate me. You know, we're all entitled to our beliefs and our likes, and that's just mine. But anyway, moving on. I feel I really hope that they push back the Justice League movie from 2015 because, well, yeah, we had a Superman movie this year and it was good. But apparently now they want to reboot Batman and they need to reboot Green Lantern. And what about Wonder Woman or The Flash? I mean, Wonder Woman had a show that never actually worked. The Flash had a show way back in the day that never actually worked. How are they going to introduce them towards this new universe that they're creating with Batman's reboot? And you know, obviously Green Lantern is also going to get a reboot. And with the new Superman and all that stuff. Like, how are they going to make it all so that it all fits in a matter of like less than a year and a half?
It's going to be hectic. It's gonna be, hopefully it doesn't get hectic.
I hope.
Hopefully they push everything back.
I hope they push it back. I really do hope
they
push
it back. I heard a long time ago that Ryan Gosling was supposed to be The Flash.
Well, how long ago was that?
Like a year ago.
Really?
Not that super long ago, but still.
I never actually heard that.
He was rumored to be The Flash. I remember my friend was all excited. She was like, Ryan Gosling is The Flash. Oh my God. He's so hot. I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Well, that was that. DC, I hope you guys know what you're doing. I hope Jeff Johns has a say in all of that, honestly. You know, or Jim Lee, one of them, you know, as creative people at DC, I hope they have a say in one of that, but we'll see.
Well, then there's Spider-Man 2.
Oh, Spider-Man 2 already looks good. Just by seeing Electro pictures at a Comic-Con.
Electro, Rhino, rumored Vulture, and who else? Green Goblin. All of them are supposed to be in that one movie.
That's crazy. Do you know, have any idea who's going to play Green Goblin?
No. Let me check real quick.
Don't worry about it. It's good. If anything, all of that stuff is going to surface as time comes. The fact that they're doing four enemies alone in one Spider-Man movie is just going to be crazy. Yeah. And four big ones too, you know?
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man, the video game actually, based off of the first movie, had Rhino in it as a character, had... I forgot her name, obviously. I'm sorry. It's my word, obviously. But I'm having a brain fart right now. And Black Cat, I think her name is.
Black White Cat.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. See, I had a gnarly brain fart just there. But she was also in the video game. Obviously, the Lizard was in the video game. A number of other smaller enemies, rather villains, was in the video game. But I think it's interesting how they're like finally bringing the Rhino into everything. And you know, Rhino's supposed to be like one of the important, well, not he's really one of the important, but a big one, you know, big villain in the Spider-Man universe. So it's interesting that they're actually doing
They should also bring back, they should bring Kraven. Kraven would have been crazy too.
Which one is Kraven?
The Hunter? Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, okay.
He had like a crazy story called The Last Hunt. I think he took down Spider-Man.
You know who I think they need to bring in? I think his name is Mysterio. He has a crystal ball.
He was part of the Sinister Six also.
Oh, yeah?
He was one of the original.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he needs to... I think he was cool.
Mysterio, yeah.
And Dr. Octopus, but he wasn't in the...
He was Sinister. He originated the Sinister Six.
I mean, from what we counted, it sounds like a whole lot more than just six.
Well, those three already. Green Goblin wasn't part of the Sinister Six. He thought he was too cocky. He was like, you know what? I can take him down myself. I think it was Rhino, Electro... I forgot. I think Vulture. Those are the original Sinister Six. I know everybody else. The ones in the movie aren't the Sinister Six, but they're trying to create them into the Sinister Six for the movie.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how that works, you know?
They got to bring Carnage in a movie.
Or just like...
But they got to make a good Venom movie first.
Yeah. They need to fix that shit that they messed up in Spider-Man 3. I'm glad it's a whole new Spider-Man, but... They need to make a whole new Venom movie, and then they can introduce Carnage, and then they can bring in the other one. What's his name? The white one?
The white one. Anti-Venom.
Anti-Venom.
Anti-Venom. Didn't he kill Spider-Man?
I don't know.
In one of the games. In the Shattered Dimensions, he killed Spider-Man.
Really? I still haven't played that game.
I played it. He killed him. And then the Spider-Man from the future had to do all this time shit, save him. It was confusing. I returned it to GameStop because my 7 days were almost up.
You're one of those. Fucking Roach, man.
Gotta save money.
Yeah, somehow, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. Any more movie news?
I think that's it. Pacific Rim was good.
Yeah, you liked it?
Hell yeah. Shit was amazing.
Could you describe it in a way without giving any spoilers? Because when I first saw the trailers to it, I'm like, this is probably going to be the closest to a live-action Gundam movie we're ever going to get. And then I see the Godzilla look-alike motherfucker, and I'm like, never mind.
It's the closest you'll get to Evangelion. Remember that?
Oh.
It's the closest you'll get to Evangelion.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's Tom Cruise, right?
No, not Tom Cruise. No, I forgot the guy's the main actor. I think he was in, what's that movie? Fuck, it came out the fire movie, not the fire movie. Hunger Games. There you go. I think he was in that movie. I'm not sure.
Really?
I think so. I think he was the main character, but damn, like my two stars of that movie was Charlie Day and Ron Perlman. They were fucking amazing.
Why?
Charlie Day was hilarious. He was just so stupid in the entire movie. He was like a super mad scientist genius. I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not gonna say anything else. But he was like the mad genius in that movie. And Ron Perlman was more like the black market kind of guy. And he had like this outrageous outfit that it was so Guillermo del Toro. You know, he has like a certain style to his movies.
Right.
He had like a Guillermo. The whole movie didn't feel like Guillermo del Toro, even though he directed it. But that was like his staple, Ron Perlman. It looked just like his style.
That's funny.
But it was a good movie. It was a lot like Evangelion. You know, like the whole monsters coming from some area.
Yeah.
Made robots to take them down.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Cool. Well, maybe I'll consider it then. Now that I know it's like that. I can't pronounce it, so I'd rather just not even say it. Let's go ahead and move on over to Comic-Con. Two things that don't really matter. I mean, I guess it does to people who are excited about it. The new Sentinels were shown. The new, I guess it's just a helmet piece based on the picture. It looks kind of all chromey, purple a little bit, very little. And Captain America's new motorcycle. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Comic-Con.
No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of stuff going on at Comic-Con, including the, I think they're doing a panel for the new S.H.I.E.L.D. show. Coming out on ABC or NBC, one of them.
What was it called? S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Something like that. Yeah. But it looks really fun. Yeah. I'm just curious to know how that guy came back to life.
Me too. Maria Hill's also in it, but it's not played by Robin. Whatever her name is in real life. I don't know her real name.
Yeah.
Robin Schabowski from How I Met Your Mother.
Mm. Well, I don't know any of that stuff either.
Doesn't it be weird seeing her from the show and then the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not going to dig that.
And let's see.
What else is out there?
Video games. I'm done with movies. I'm not a big film buff. I love movies, but I don't spend my life at the movie theaters. I actually spend my life in my room playing my video games.
I try to watch any new movie that comes out. Well, a good one, though.
Yeah, a good one. And to do more stuff, hang on.
What is there in video games today?
A new Strider game was announced.
What?
A new Strider game.
Strider?
Yeah.
Damn.
Was announced. And it's the studio behind Killer Instinct, the new one called Double Helix. I'm not sure how that's going to work in terms of Double Helix doing it, but you can't go wrong with Strider, right?
Strider, I haven't seen Strider since PS1 days.
Yeah, I know. Dude, it's crazy. So that's always a good thing. A rumor going around, going back to movies for really quickly. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is rumored to be casted as Doctor Strange. Still no confirmation or denial on that, though. It's just a rumor.
Okay. I don't see that either.
Okay. Roach doesn't see it. It's not going to happen.
I don't see Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing a Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. You need a mysterious-looking character. I mean, if Tony Stark was... If fucking Robert Downey Jr. was in Iron Man, I'd see him as Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, especially after his work in...
Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
Yeah. He could pull off a good Doctor Strange.
He can, actually. But I don't know, because Gordon Levitt can also pull off like a little mysterious kind of actor.
But you need the older looking one, though. He's too young looking.
Yeah.
He's too young.
I'm sure, you know what? We just talked about the special effects, homie. Photoshop.
Make him look really old.
I mean, they made Jeff Bridges look really young in Tron.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure it could work.
Will Smith looks young all the time.
Who?
Will Smith. Hey, man, he looks really young.
He doesn't look, okay.
In After Earth, that fool looked like a teenager.
He's aged a little bit. But he doesn't look like he's aged a whole lot ever since watching him in Bel-Air, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, and we're talking about like almost 20 years ago, probably a little more.
Yeah, he looks young as fuck.
Yeah. So props to you, Will Smith.
Good job.
Ubisoft? Or is it Ubisoft? How do you say it?
It doesn't matter. I think Ubisoft. I say Ubisoft.
I say Ubisoft, but some people say Ubisoft and then some people are just retarded.
Ubisoft.
So they plan on making more open world games, which is good, and regularly, which is good. And they only want franchises if they know that they can actually make like a story out of them. They don't want to just start something and then end it, but they want to be able to start something, continue it, follow through, and then finish it properly. With that said, Far Cry 4 has been announced.
Woo!
I'm excited. Did you play Far Cry 3?
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Far Cry 1 was not very good. Far Cry 3... Far Cry 2 was not very good. Far Cry 3
was amazing.
Was amazing. Blood Dragon was... I haven't played that
one. Oh, I didn't get it.
It was on sale on Steam.
It still is. Yeah. I just saw it.
You should probably go hop on
that. I think
that.
I saw it.
You should go hop on that.
I probably will.
It's such a fun game.
I gotta get that.
Really cool, too. But Far Cry 4... I don't know if it's going to continue the story from Far Cry 3. I highly doubt it because neither 1, 2, 3 or Blood Dragon has ever actually gone together in a story. That's not to say that they can't do something different and actually make it follow, but I'm personally excited for it. That was by far my favorite single player game experience that I've had in a very long time. It was very satisfying being able to snap a tiger's head. and just swimming with sharks, swimming with turtles. It was crazy. It was really fun. And then flying through the air through the jungles. It was cool. It was definitely a cool game. I was so badly addicted to it. Like, it's not even funny. I remember over Christmas time, you know, when my parents go out of town, I just stayed here. And from when I woke up to when I went to bed, Far Cry 3 straight. Damn. Straight, dude. And it was so cool. And I was never bored of it either. Because there was always something different to do, you know, whether it was to go search for the relics, to go, I don't know, fucking do my missions, to go kill some animals or something, to go hunt, to go craft. It was just something different.
To go burn some weed.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite part.
That was my favorite mission too. And I think a lot of people's for that matter. It was just really fun though, you know, like just like being able to burn all the weed and getting high off of it, like in game high, like, and it just fucked up your shot too. I was pissed at that, but.
And then fucking, you take shrooms at one point, I think. You get all hallucinogenic.
You do.
Yeah.
You take shrooms at one point and you take a pill at one point.
Yeah.
Fucking game, man. It's like all.
Shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. Blood Dragon, I'll admit that I haven't beat it yet, but now that I actually have a proper PC to play it on, I'm gonna beat it, like, for sure, like, as soon as possible, because that game is really, really good. The music to it's really, really good. Just the dialogue. Your weapons in Blood Dragon are really cool to me because you have the shotgun from, and it's from three or two different movies. The shotgun's from Terminator 2, the pump action shotgun that Arnold like rolls back when he's on the bike. The handgun is from RoboCop.
Damn.
And that's all I could think of right now.
That's badass.
Yeah, but
those two.
Yeah, those two alone are like pretty badass.
Oh, speaking of. Well, going back to movies a little bit.
Okay.
Reboot of RoboCop.
Reboot of RoboCop and a reboot of Transformers.
Is it a reboot or is it four?
A reboot.
Is it a reboot? Like a complete new reboot?
Complete new reboot. But it's rumored that Arnie is still going to be in it.
Transformers?
No.
Okay, you said Transformers.
I said Transformers?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Terminator. I meant Terminator. But Transformers 4, Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. And the new Camaro. The Bumblebee has a new concept Camaro model. That shit looks fucking sick.
He has, there was rumors of two. There was one which was kind of like a metallic, pearlescent, black, yellow, old school one. And then now there's like a confirmation from the actual studio, Paramount, I think it is, where it's the new 2014, 2015, I think it's 2014, concept Camaro being his car. I think it looks really nice.
It looks all futuristic.
I think that the one from the Camaro from the previous, from Transformers 3, was actually a little bit nicer because it's just kind of like, I don't know. I like the old Camaro better than the new one.
Yeah.
I like the 2013 better than the 2014. But we'll see how that goes. I like cars. I'm not sure if I'm going to see that movie. I have to get more details out of it. Because Mark Wahlberg, I love Mark Wahlberg, but I don't know what role he's going to play in a Transformers film.
Yeah.
You know, and Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf was actually a good... presence in the movie was suiting.
Get
suited. And how are they going to do it? Like, is Optimus and Bumblebee still going to be friends with Shia? Like, I don't know how they're going to... Or is Mark Wahlberg replacing Shia and it's just going to be in the future? Is Sam Witwicky's old? I don't know.
That'd be dope.
Well, we'll have to see.
We'll have to see. Wait it out.
Here's a really interesting story and probably a lesson to be taken out of it. A 19-year-old creates a massive Skyrim mod as a Bethesda job application. And I'm sure some of you guys have already heard it because it just came out. This news came out recently. Alexander J. I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher this last name. Velicki?
Wait, Wiki, no way.
He has put... I don't know how to... Okay. 2,000 hours is what he invested into the making of this nastily, if that's a word, it is now, massive Skyrim mod. And it's got everything from custom and unique dialogue, character... fuck, it's got everything, dude. I didn't even play Skyrim and I know what I'm talking about. There's a video, you can see it online. It's crazy big. It's called Falskar. I can't pronounce that. But it's F-A-L-S-K-A-A-R. And it's going to have like a 2-hour dungeon, like new enemies, new missions to go to, like 25 hours of gameplay onto your already... Yeah.
Skyrim.
It's crazy. I'm going to be shocked if somebody doesn't give him a job.
For real.
You know, because, okay, maybe Bethesda isn't impressed by that because they have a team of people doing that every day. But, you know, somebody get him a job. And 19-year-old, probably not in college. According to the article, he had his father's full support, financial and just moral support to do this. So he went on it full time, probably didn't go to school for it. And I think that the main idea here, rather the lesson to be taken out of it is, you know, if you want something, go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it. And I'm going to be shocked if this kid doesn't get a job anywhere, you know. But somebody's going to see his dedication. They're going to get him.
Yeah.
Because education today, it's important, but it obviously doesn't get you where you want to go. You know, and it sucks, but that's the reality of it, especially here in California.
I'm dropping out. Fuck.
No.
Kidding, guys.
We do not condone dropping out.
Yeah, go to school, kids.
Fuck you, Roach.
What? I'm going to school, all right?
You're going to drop out.
Watch. I'm not going to drop out. Okay. I'm sticking to it.
All right.
I won't drop out. I got this.
All right.
I got good grades.
That's cool, you know?
It's all good.
I mean, you know, just have a plan.
I know.
Because, you know, sure, you can, like this kid, Alex, you can go and get what you want. And yeah, you can succeed in it, but that's very little. Slim. You know, like, yeah, those chances are very, very slim, but you can do it. Obviously, school is a thing. It's not a guarantee, but it does increase your chances of being recognized as committed as... I'm not saying Alex isn't committed, so don't take it that way, but as committed, as teachable, as trainable, as all of this stuff that, you know, people look at school for. I mean, at the end of the day, your degree is just an expensive receipt, you know, but it's what that says about you that matters. The fact that you actually sat in the classroom and were capable of learning or capable of being taught, you know, and that's what a lot of people actually look at degrees as. Not necessarily an entitlement to anything. You're not going to go up to a place and say, oh, I have a bachelor's degree in so-and-so. Give me a job. Like, that doesn't work no more. Yeah. Used to work maybe 10, 20 years ago. Unfortunately, now it's 2013. We've got fucking budget cuts everywhere. We got people getting cut off, laid off everywhere, pay cuts, all this stuff everywhere. So it's like you have to be a little more special there. than just having a degree. Other than that, that pretty much covers it for this episode. I know it's been kind of short, but I've got no more news. Roach?
Nope. I'm clean.
I'm sure there's stuff that just got posted as we did this, but we're not actually looking at this stuff all the time.
Yes, guys, we and we're not a life. We just had Subway, so yes, we have a life.
What'd you have?
I had
Don't tell me. Shut up. Okay. Before we go, I wanted to talk about the Steam sale. Because this is actually the first one I've participated in. Holy fuck, it's evil. it really is, dude. It really is. And just to give you an idea of the kind of sales that you can expect, I just got Tomb Raider a couple days ago, the new one, special edition for like $14. This game just came out, what, six months ago? Seven months ago? Something like that.
Yeah.
And it is like still probably around 40, 50 bucks at GameStop. I just got it for like 14 bucks. I don't like, that's just the kind of sell. Skyrim right now, the Legendary Edition is on sale for what? 30? Did 30, I tell you? 30? $35.
Yeah.
Castle Crashers. I got the Castle Crashers game and the DLC for like less than $3 for all of it. It's crazy, dude. You get some really, really good games for really, really cheap. I actually, Vieta's not here to say, but I talked to Vieta and he was smart about it. He limited himself to three games. And then exploded on DLC, which is cool. It's smart, you know, but unfortunately, because it's my first theme cell, I was very excited. I got so many. I got Counter-Strike Go. I got Waves. I got Flying. I got Dyad. I got fucking Tomb Raider, Deus Ex, because it was like $4 or something like that. The new one, the reboot or whatever it is. And I got a Counter-Strike Go. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Counter-Strike Go. Strike Suit Infinity. I got so many games for so cheap. Like, I guarantee you, I spent easily less than like $30 on everything I got. And I got a lot. And it's still not over. So, damn. I mean, by the time this podcast is out, I think it's going to be over.
July 27th.
July 27th is when it's done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. You guys still got a week. But, fuck, we still got a week?
Got a week, bro.
Damn.
I'm correct. I'm pretty sure I saw July 27th.
Dude, I'm going to go broke then. I'm serious. Those sales are crazy. Left 4 Dead 2 for $5? Dude, Hitman for like $10? The new one? I don't know, man. These people at Steam, at Valve, they know what they're doing in terms of pricing. Because holy shit. They're kicking ass. Meanwhile,
what's coming out? The Steam Box? Isn't that supposed to come out too?
Steam Box is okay. You're like thinking of the piston. The XI3 piston. And yeah. That's the box that was shown off at CES earlier this year. And what it is, it's basically a modular PC. Yeah. And what that means is that it's a really small form factor PC, kind of like the Mac Mini. Really small form factor PC, user upgradable, but not by much. And it's going to be about $1,000, $900 if you pre-order. I personally think that you can build a better machine, stronger machine, for about the same price. And yeah, it'll be a little bigger, but you can have 100% user upgradability. And you can configure it. Well, I'm not saying you can't configure the other one like the way you want it, but at any given moment, you can easily just go in and swap something out.
Yeah.
Rather than on the and it's also not actually an official Valve product.
Oh.
It's not even any form of agreement between Valve or XI3, but it's just we want to make one of our little computers be able to support Steam's big picture mode. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're hearing about it. I was like, I don't know what that is.
It's really cool. I think it's overpriced.
Yeah.
But it's really cool.
There's like a couple little thing gaming systems coming out. Have you noticed that? Like, there's that. Then there's the Game Stick coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the Ouya.
Yeah, there's the NVIDIA Shield.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
That's the... it's like an Xbox 360 controller with a screen on it.
Oh, and then there's that. See, there's little weird
things coming out this year. Alienware also has one, I think, coming out this year.
Yeah, I think so. Then there's a virtual reality thing coming out, too, I think.
Oculus?
Yeah, there's that. I don't know what that's about, though, but that looks pretty crazy.
Yeah, it looks pretty crazy, actually. Ooh, excuse me, I just burped. Ooh.
Sooner or later, is that just going to be, you know, Wii, Xbox, and PS3? It's going to be like other things.
And I don't know how it's going to work because it's been tried before. People have tried to do, I mean, look at the...
Dreamcast.
No. There was something recent, actually, which was cloud-based gaming. I forgot the name, but it was kind of orange orange, black, and white were its colors. I forgot the name. On Live, I think it was called, or something like that. Buy the console for $100. It was just streaming games from the internet onto you. You can do multi-platform game kind of thing. It failed, though.
Oh.
You know, it ended up failing. So I don't know how many other of these other companies can come out and have that sort of weight or rather traction behind them, kind of like Xbox One or the PS4 or the Wii U.
Yeah.
You know, because you think Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony, you think these big companies, you know, supporting full-on financially their businesses, their products. And then you've got some, like, you know, Joe Schmo out in the corner, you know, kind of trying to make it in a market that they have no footprint in.
They're like the moonshine of video gaming.
I just don't know. I mean, because, you see, here's the thing. The Alienware stuff, it's all going to use Steam.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just not sure. Steam's a great platform. It's a great platform. It hasn't failed me. It's got amazing sales, as we just said. But I'm not sure how it works with big picture mode. It can work, but I'm not sure how exactly it can stand against that of, you know, Microsoft's Xbox Live or Sony's PSN in terms of business, in terms of, number production. Granted, it obviously produces business. Steam alone with Valve produces business. I'm not sure how an Alienware product integrated with that can produce as much business or build as much traction. I mean, who are they targeting? They're targeting PC gamers, obviously. It's a PC brand, Alienware, you know? So they're targeting PC gamers, but PC gamers don't want it because they have PCs.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't fix any problems either. If anything, it just makes more fragmentation within the line of products. So what? I don't understand, you know, what it is that they're doing.
Me neither. Gotta roll the dice.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. You know, you gotta roll the dice. I don't know.
These little things are just coming out that are weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I know GameStop's having the whole big promotion on the Game Stick. Every time I go on the website, it's like, pre-order your Game Stick. I'm like, well, what is it? You know, I click at it, like everything. I'm like, okay, so you can stream games. But, I mean, it doesn't, it's like, it says PC gaming on the go. But I'm kind of like, I'm pretty sure it's really, really limited. You know, it doesn't look that impressive, but, you know, they're doing a whole big thing on it.
So PC gaming on the go is extremely limited. You look at the NVIDIA Shield, for example, NVIDIA being a company that makes dedicated graphics cards and some motherboards and other small things here and there. And with the NVIDIA Shield, one of their technologies is basically you can stream any game, any PC game from your Steam library onto your handheld console, as long as you have one of their specific graphic cards from, I think it's a GTX 650 and up, that will allow you to stream the games wirelessly through your Wi-Fi network onto your handheld. That's pretty cool, but it's also very limited. First and foremost, you can't be outside of your Wi-Fi's range. And your computer has to be on while your Shield is on too in order for it to stream properly. Kind of like what the Wii U's already been doing with the gamepad thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also targeting a very, very small and particular audience as well, because NVIDIA Shield, you just heard about it today from me, you know, like 2 minutes ago. So I'm not sure. Obviously, their advertising budget isn't there as much as something like Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo. And they're definitely, definitely targeting a smaller demographic of people.
Yeah.
But I think for them, if it even sells at least like 1,000 units, it'll be considered a success, if not a loss. Probably a loss, to be honest with you. But
doesn't need much.
I'm not sure, man. I mean, the NVIDIA Shield, it's a really little interesting piece of tech. Hate that it uses Android. But that's that. I don't know about the Game Stick. I haven't looked into the Game Stick. And I haven't looked into the Alienware console either. Quite frankly, I don't care about Alienware. Alienwares are just expensive Dells.
Yeah.
You know? So.
With lights.
Shut up. My computer has lights.
Yeah, but I mean, Alienware, like, you know, they try to sell their things through lights.
Yeah. Yeah, I like their light function, though. You can change their colors to anything, really.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like their laptop or their desktops, you can change the, wherever it lights up, you can change the colors anywhere. That's cool. It's a cool feature.
It's the aesthetics that gets everyone going for it.
Yeah. That's all it is, the aesthetics, you know, because look at my PC.
Yeah.
Thing's massive.
Shit is huge.
But it's also very, very powerful. For those of you who don't know, I actually just finished building my PC.
Damn. Damn, Daddy.
I know, dude. I put a lot of money and a lot of time into this, so I'm very happy about it. GTX 780 just came out 2 months ago. I'm so stoked about it. It's a black and green build. Really cool. But yeah, that's just me showing off now. I love the fuck out of my computer, man. I really do.
I can tell.
Yeah. I just need to get a proper desk for it and a couple monitors. I'll be good.
You got this.
Yeah, that's going to be the last investment. Just a bigger desk. A couple monitors, maybe two. Possibly just one. You know, I don't need two. I just need one. Just a place to actually be able to sit down and play with it. New chair, obviously, because this one's broken. But other than that, that's it. We do have, really quickly, guys, before we hit the 40-minute mark, a contest coming up. I'm still kind of ironing out the details, but kind of help us get motivated. You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, man. Pump us up. Pump us up, guys.
There's a free game involved. Yeah. So that much is who doesn't want a free game?
Exactly.
Fuck, I want a free game.
Shit, give me a free game.
Fuck you. You got to get your own free game.
Whatever. Damn, it's not that free then.
But yeah, it involves me giving somebody a free game. Possibly, I might bump it up to two, depending on how I feel or how.
Damn, guys, listen to that shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, two free games. That's
for two people.
Oh, never
remember,
mind.
Remember.
Bring it down.
We'll see how it goes. I still, like I said, I'm still ironing out the works for now. I'm still thinking about it. But for now, if you can just share us on whether it be Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is you have, just go to our page, copy MySpace. The link, paste it into a status. No, not MySpace. Okay, MySpace. Fine. I won't judge. MySpace, Tumblr.
Damn, bring it on.
Instagram,
there.
Anything. What?
Reddit? No. No. Too far?
I don't know, man. It's not really a social network. It's just a place for news.
It's a lot of word news.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot All of right, stuff. Throw us into our gaming. Why not?
What? Do it. Just do it. Just do it.
help our Facebook page get up to 100 likes, and we will have every detail down to the period out there for you guys, okay? There is a free game involved. Obviously, there's a little bit of stuff that needs to be done, starting off with sharing us, you know, putting us out there. If you just take our stuff and then just share it with one person and they share it with another person, that's all you need to do.
That's three people,
That's
guys.
Three people already, you know? And then think about it this way. If you do even more, okay, that's three people, and then it multiplies to six people. Six people multiplies to 12 people, so on and so forth, assuming Bam. That they do it that way, you know, anyway. But help us grow some traction, you know? We're not trying Come to compete everybody. Against anybody. We're certainly not trying to compete against things like IGN or Machinima or anything like that. But we are trying to...
They're going
to
buy us out before we do that.
So?
Yeah, it'll probably be a lot of money they buy us.
No, not much.
But what if they did buy us? What if they were like, damn, you guys are killing our fans. You know what? Here's like $3 million, now go away. All right. Okay. Bye, guys.
But then you'd be called a sellout.
I don't care. It's $1 million.
What would you do for $1 million?
What would I do for $1 million? Mm-hmm. What would I? I don't know. You got to give me some examples.
You're like, what would I not do for $1 million?
No, I would. There's a lot that I wouldn't do. There's a lot that I would do.
All right. So basically, the moral of the story is get us to 100 likes on the Facebook page. And, or rather, let me correct myself. Help get us to 100 likes on the Facebook page. And then we'll go ahead and talk about the details towards the contest and what you need to do in order to win. We're still working on prizes, but there is for sure at least one video game coming out like as a prize. But we're still working on everything else out. And with that said, a question before we go ahead and call it a day and an episode. If you were stranded on an island and you can only take your PS3 or your Xbox with you, what three games would you bring along with you? Roach, go.
Oh, shit. So much pressure. No, I'm kidding. I'd probably get Skyrim for sure, just because it's so fucking massive. Probably Batman Arkham City, just because it's a pretty, pretty big game. A lot of fun stuff. I like Batman. And... damn, I don't know about the last one. The last one's going to be tricky. It ain't going to be no goddamn online game. I kind of want to say a fighting
yeah,
game.
Yeah, actually, hold on. Let me go ahead and repeat fix that. Yeah, fix that question a little bit. And you had no online multiplayer at all. What three games would you take with you?
Skyrim, Arkham City. And I want to throw a Marvel game in there just because I like Marvel. But I can't think of anything. Not even Deadpool because it's so short.
You beat it already?
Yeah. It's like a 6-hour game.
For me, it's also kind of hard. I think in terms of
Pokemon.
Single player, that's not on the Xbox or the PS3.
Damn it. Kingdom Hearts.
There's no Kingdom Hearts on the PS3 yet.
Two. You can play two PS2 games on the PS3, the old ones.
You don't have an old one, though.
I do have an old one.
Quite frankly, it's dead. You used to. There you go.
Damn it.
For me, I would have to bring a racing game, Forza 4. I want to say Halo because that's the Halo fanboy in me, but I know it's not going to offer me much playability. So Final Fantasy 13. What else did I say? What was that first one that I said?
It was
fuck, how do... Forza 4.
Forza 4.
I was going to say 5, but I caught myself. Forza 4, Final Fantasy 13, and come on, I need one shooter in my life. One shooter, god damn it.
Borderlands?
It's too short for me on a fucking stranded island.
Far Cry?
Yes!
Far Cry?
Yes, that'll do me justice.
Last of Us, I think I'd pick from my last one. Just because I want to play it.
But what if it turns out to be... I know it's a good game.
Everyone says it's so good.
I know it's a good game, but what if it turns out to be a game that you in particular didn't like?
Then I fucked up.
All right. So what are your three games that if you were on a stranded island and you had nothing but an Xbox or a PlayStation 3 and you only had three games, no online connectivity for multiplayer, are your three games that you would bring with you?
Give us an answer, guys. Ready? Go! No.
All right.
All right, guys. This was us, G-O-N-S. So we'll see you guys next time for the next episode. We'll have more stories for you. We thought this one would be kind of short, but it actually turned out a bit longer than we thought.
I know. That much is true.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so, like, pausey. And that's good because that's going to be easier for me to edit. But we'll just go ahead and... again, unfortunately, Daniel, the other one, D2, could not make it today. Codename D2 could not make it today. But my name is Daniel.
My name is Roach.
And that's it. Oh! Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
On iTunes.
iTunes, guys.
iTunes.
iTunes.
Bye.
Bye.